This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hey, this is Jason Law, and welcome to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. And in the past episodes, we've talked about the four personality types. And in one episode, I think last year, we talked about them in the context of love. If this is your first time to tune in, the four types are DISC, Dominant, Influential, Steady, and Corrective. And each one is represented or symbolized by an animal. So the dominant is an eagle, the influential is a rooster, the steady is a carabao, and the corrective is a tarsier. So for those types, I shared about the golden rule, which is to treat others the way you want to be treated. But again, we are moving from the golden rule when it comes to people to the unique rule, which is do unto others or treat others the way they want to be treated. So for love, we love people the way they want to be loved. You love your partner the way your partner needs and wants to be loved, not the way you want to be loved. So with that, I'm going to be discussing, since we have different styles and different ways and we want to be loved. By the way, this is not the love language, though that is a fantastic, fantastic framework on what, how we want to be loved. But this one is more of how you will treat your partner. So it's complementary. Both, if you use it, it will make your relationships stronger. If you're still single, you're listening to this, okay, let's just take this time as a moment of silence. I'll pray for you. No, it's okay. Maybe you're still young. And if you're not, yes, I'll pray for you. No, it's okay. Love, singlehood, enjoy it until it lasts. I think I mentioned it before. Those people who are single wants to get married, and those who are married wants to be single again. So don't envy them. Enjoy your life. You will get there. Now, you see, when it comes to love, it's so interesting that there are many facets of love. And the Bible has three facets of love. Okay, I know there are more, but we're going to talk about just three. The first one is Eros. Eros is love or romantic love. And the negative side of Eros is, of course, lustful. You actually desire someone. For married couples, that's okay in the context of marriage. But if you're still single, there's going to be problems if you do the you know what. So Eros, it is misconstrued as love because you are thinking about the person. You are so emotional. You see your fiance. You can't stop thinking about your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Na pag nag-uusap kayo sa phone, pag kausap mo yan, di ba? 3 a.m., 4 a.m., nagising pa kayong dalawa. O, ikaw muna yung magbaba ng phone. Hindi, ikaw muna. Ibaba mo na. Pero pag mag-asawa na yan, di ba? Ba't ka na naman tumatawag sa akin? Dati, alas 5 na, ayaw nyo pababa yung phone. Ngayon, pag tinatawagan ka, busy ako, sandali, may meeting. Di ba? So, yung iniisip ko dati, yung iyong wife mo, dati may Coca-Cola body. Ngayon, Coke in can na. O yung husband mo naman, dati 6-pack, now, barrel. Dati, long hair. ngayon shiny. Pag ganyan ang nangyari, do we still love each other? If the looks have faded, looks fade, tatanda din tayo. Okay? Kung nakikinig ka ngayon, ulitin mo to kahit na gano'ng kakabata, tatanda din ako. So yung magiging partner mo, tatanda din yan. If you're attracted just by the looks of your partner, one day you will fall out of love according to you because you fell in love actually for the wrong reasons. So that's eros. And the second is philia, which is friendship love. So yung mga nasa friend zone kayo, ibang story yan. Okay, magpe-pray ko din kayo mamaya. Pero yung philia, it's more of the brotherly love. I posted about this and there are some people who are saying that friends are not that important to me. It's really family. But you see, friends are important, especially those that, well, you na same wavelength kayo. Tsaka minsan yung mga ka-age mo din na nagkakaintindihan kayo, isang tingin nyo pa lang sa isa't isa, alam nyo na iniisip ninyo. Kasi family is there and that's important to be close to your family. But there will be times when your family can't understand you. They won't be able to understand you. They may be a different age, your parents or younger siblings, pero yung mga same age mo, yung kayo mismo yung magkakasama, nagkakaintindihan kayo eh. So that's another facet of love. And I have some friends who I dearly love, like family. Close friends, good friends, may mga kaibigan ako. Ito, I'm straight. Okay? As in straight, no tendency. And yung mga sasabihin ko sa inyo, mga kaibigan, straight din sila. Wala din silang mga tendencies. Pero, you know, we say, I love you to each other. Love you, bro. Love you. Totoo, dati, nandidiri ako, parang kinikilabutan ako. Pero yung nasanay ako, naging kultura namin sa church. Tapos yung di ako touchy before eh. Pero I started experiencing the philia love, the love of friends. Yung alam mong they're there for you. And meron akong mga kaibigan ngayon, kaya akong bugbugin. Kaya talaga akong bugbugin sa laki nila. Pero magme-message yan sa'yo, love you bro, may heart pa ng ganon. Look for friends. Friends who will stick closer than a brother. The Bible talks more about that. And you will find them, only a few. Some people will say, I have a lot of friends. You don't. You don't. The real true friends, mabibilang mo lang sa daliri mo. Okay? And well, para yan sa mga single, ha? Hanapin yung mga kaibigan nyo. Kung wala kayong ka-date, okay lang yan. Dadating din kayo dyan. Hopefully.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yung pangatlo is agape love. Agape love is unconditional love. This is the love of God that can flow through people if we have that relationship with Him. Because, you see, when you are in love with a person, you're not perfect. And that person, your partner, won't be able to experience that perfect love. And that's what I love about my wife. Because my wife, she loves God more than me. She loves God more than our children. And because she loves God more than us, she is filled by God's love. And that same love she passes on to us, that same love, she uses that. The unconditional agape love. No conditions. And agape love can last a lifetime. It's not just about falling in love. I keep on mentioning this time and time again, true love, passion. It's not about falling in love, which is about emotions. It's surely about staying in love. A visibly upset man goes to see his rabbi one day and says, "Rabbi, you won't believe what happened to me. Last week, someone stole my bicycle from synagogue." The rabbi is deeply upset by this, but after thinking for a moment, he offers a solution. "Next week, come to service. Sit in the front row. And when we recite the Ten Commandments, turn around and look at the people behind you. When we get to 'Thou shall not steal,' see who can't look you in the eyes, and that's your guy." The rabbi is very pleased with his suggestion, and so is the man. At the next service, the rabbi is very curious to learn whether his advice panned out. He waits for the man by the doors of the synagogue and asks him, "So, did it work?" "Like a charm," the man answers. "The moment we got to 'Thou shall not commit adultery,' I remembered where I left my bike." Okay? Okay, I'll give you a few seconds to get it. And I know it's an intellectual joke. That's why you're listening to the show, so that your intellect will be more developed, hopefully. And falling in love is easy. All you need to have is to have a pulse. But staying in love, it's difficult. It's about the decision. And you know, for me, if couples would say that they love each other all the time, as in all the time, we don't fight, we love each other all the time, we have all these romantic feelings for each other, you know, they're actually lying. Or maybe if they're not lying, it's like 1% of them, only 1% are not lying, but 99% are. It's impossible. In fact, there are many times when I don't feel like loving my wife. But that's where agape love comes in. And my wife, people look at us and they would say, "Wow, your wife is so fortunate." That's not true. I am so fortunate because of my wife. With all of my imperfections, my yung hot temper ko, and yung lalo na dati when we were having all those businesses, those challenges, and she was there beside me, so patient, and showing me unconditional love. During the times when she didn't feel like loving me, that's the time when she decided that she would love me. Agape love, unconditional love, love that cannot be repaid. It's like you give me a cell phone and I tell you, "Wow, ganda nito, iPhone 15. Kung may 15 na, lumabas na, no? It's so expensive, more than 100,000 plus. And then I tell you, "How much do I need to pay you?" Well, agape love, unconditional love, won't need to ask for anything in return. Yung agape love, it consists of two things, okay? And you have to understand this. Yung contract, and then the other one is covenant. Yung contract, kapag may ginawa ko para sa'yo, you have to do what's in the contract so that we can actually push through with our deal. So lahat, we're living in a contractual world. Let's say, bumili ako ng car, may contract yan. Bumili ako ng bahay, may contract yan. Diba? May magtatrabaho ka, may contract ka. With your company, with your boss, as an employer, and may contract ka sa government, right? You have to pay your taxes and everything. We live in a contractual world. Ba't ako nabubul? Contractual, ayan. Pero yung contractual world na yan, ang nangyari, nai-apply natin sa mga ibang parts ng buhay natin. So sa partner, ang iniisip mo, "Okay, I'll do this if you do this in return." Oh, dahil you didn't do that, I won't do it. You didn't do your part. Yun yung contractual. Ang covenant is, even if you don't do it, I will do my part. Unconditional love. Like God, even if you don't believe me, even if you don't love me, I will love you in return. If you are not faithful, I will be faithful. The Bible says that. God was talking about His love for us. So sa atin, minsan, hindi naman talaga deserving yung partner natin. Pero kahit na hindi siya deserving of our love, of our kindness, we do it anyway because your relationship is not based on contracts. It is based on covenant. Agape love. the unconditional love that you can show to your partner. And I guess you can also show this to your family, to your friends, to your loved ones. The kind of love that cannot be repaid. A sacrificial love. Because ultimately, love is not about emotions. Love is about a decision. It's not about falling in love. It is about staying in love. Again, this is Jason Law, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Unique Life. Please follow me. Like and follow Spotify so that it can help with the algorithm. I would really, really appreciate it. And please share also if this show blesses you. Thank you so much. There will be more collaborations soon. And remember, stay in love. God bless you. You're listening to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. See you again next week. Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlaw.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.